And so we come to this day. We gathered in celebration and honor. We joined the hosannas of the crowd, the exultation, the joy, the whole sense of celebration and welcome. He's here. The Messiah is here. We're like the disciples who, when Jesus began to preach to them, when he called them to follow, we're told they left everything and followed him. But now that we arrive at the Passion, we're perhaps more like the disciple we hear about, who, when the soldiers tried to grab him, he left everything and to flee, allowing his clothes to be torn off, to run away naked. How often do we make that same choice? To flee, to deny, to betray. The crowds were offered two choices by Pilate. Who do you want me to release for you? Barabbas or Jesus? In the Gospel of Matthew, Barabbas is called Jesus Barabbas. Barabbas means son, Bar, Abba, son of the Father. So Jesus, the son of the Father, who is just a brigand. Jesus, the son of the Father, who is just one, who advocates violence and hatred, who was part of that group that murdered. Like the thieves who die surrounding Jesus, Barabbas represents all that stands opposed to the kingdom of God. But how often, when the crowds are presented this choice, do they go the way of ISIS? Do they go the way of violence? Do they go the way of hatred? In contrast, we have Jesus, the true Son of God, the true Son of the Father, who in dying opened his arms for us as a sign of his love, as a demonstration of how much he wants us to share in that same forgiveness, of how much he wants us to know that there can be no power that will separate us from the love of God. If only we receive that gift, if only we allow ourselves to be loved, to be forgiven. That's the choice. Which way will we go? The way of holding on to hurts and hatred and violence and addiction, or the way of life, the way of surrender, the way of mercy and forgiveness.